I want to speak to a Sinn Féin representative in the meantime about what seemed like threats in Mid-Ulster to council workers. Just looking at this item, which is in one of the papers, just happens to be lying in front of me, as well, Conall Young writing about it in the Irish News, saying the PSNI have been criticised after saying no offences had been committed after posters appearing to threaten council staff were put up in a County Tyrone town. It's believed several of the sinister posters have been put up in the general Dungannon area. The posters, which read "Attention Mid-Ulster Council, continued cultural oppression can only lead to aggression towards the oppressor." These were put up in the loyalist areas after Mid-Ulster District Council voted to introduce a bonfire licensing scheme across the district. And now I'm looking at some pictures in one of the papers as well, and it says, it is not racist to protect your own community. Now, this isn't scribbled on a wall. These are professional posters with a Northern Ireland flag on the top of them and a map of Northern Ireland and the red hand of Ulster, and says, "It is not racist to protect your own community." There's another sign which is scribbled on a big piece of plywood. It says, "Dump wood," and there's an arrow going towards a bonfire site. And then there's this other professionally made and erected sign that says, "Attention Mid-Ulster Council, continued cultural oppression can only lead to aggression towards the oppressor." So the big issue is, are there threats there or not? According to the PSNI, no offences have been committed. I want to speak to Dominic Molloy, who's from Sinn Féin. Dominic Molloy, you're not happy with the PSNI's reaction to this?
No, Frank, I'm not at all happy. To say that no offence can be identified or has been committed, to me, is not acceptable. This is clearly a threat. It states it that aggression will be taken against the Mid-Ulster Council. And that to me is a threat to the council as a corporate body. And if you include the council as a corporate body, that includes our staff who clean the streets, who empty the bins, who work in the parks. It's also a threat to the elected representatives. And that includes both nationalist, unionist, and of no persuasion. So it clearly is a threat, and I want the PSNI to take action to have these posters removed.
How fearful would members of staff be when they see those posters and they would be going to tidy up the area?
Well, that has been raised. You know, the general public have raised it, and the members of the council staff have raised it. I'd say they're not overly annoyed about it, but to me, you know, if you're looking at that and you're on your work, you would be taking a look over your shoulder to say, you know, am I safe here? And if a council staff member is saying to himself, am I safe here, then that's wrong. That shouldn't happen.
Is this the general area where not so long ago tribute would have been paid on posters to one of the people involved in the killing of the Miami Show Band?
That's correct. There were a number of posters. And there have been a number of posters in this area. Dungannon has a large migrant population as well, migrant workers, who have settled in the area over the last 15 to 20 years. And these communities now are interspersed within this. So this is no longer, people see this as a loyalist area. This is no longer a loyalist area. This is a mixed area, so it is. We've been approached by a number of people in the recent past regards the bonfire site and the threats of intimidation and these signs for that are racist in their outlook for homes for locals only.
You would think, however, Mygashel of all places, Dominic, would be somewhere that there'd be very limited restrictions on bonfire building. If you're going to build a bonfire, you'd build one without hesitation on the likes of the Shankill Road in Belfast. You'd build one in the loyalist estates on the water side in Derry, and you'd build one in Mygashel. I'm just thinking of places dotted around Northern Ireland that wouldn't be controversial. I know you say there's, you know, a change in terms of the I suppose the makeup of the population, the demographic makeup. Yeah, I suppose, you know, you have made that point, but still, Mygashel is unionist. Mygashel is more than unionist. Mygashel is loyalist. Mygashel would be a home for a bonfire, and a council that would have a strong nationalist representation is interfering with that tradition in the Mygashel area.
Well, Magashal is a separate area from where these signs have appeared. I know there is one in Magashal, but these signs appeared in the Kittyman Road area of Dungannon Town. One is less than 100 yards from the courthouse entrance. So it is, and there are over 50 bonfire sites that happen throughout Mid-Ulster area. There are three that are on council property, and what the council devised was a policy that would deal with the bonfire issue on council sites and would remove the toxic material, the tyres. It would remove the effigies that were appearing of people. It would remove the posters, the election posters that appeared on it, the national flags that appeared. And people were quite entitled to have the bonfire and have it with clean material. Now, I'm not going to get into the whole bonfire issue again. This is about the poster that has appeared as a threat to the council staff and the council as a corporate body.
And you expect the posters to be taken down? They are quite sinister. There's no question about that. They come across as being threatening. You expect them to be taken down, or, to excuse a pun, do the police feel they'll flame the situation by doing it?
I expect them to be taken down. I'm demanding they be taken down. And we'll be bringing this to the next meeting of the policing partnership, the PCSP, in the council area. So I'm demanding that they be taken down.
Well, only time will tell to see what the next move is. Dominic Malloy, thanks for coming on. Thank you. 02890-333-105 is our number. Would you feel comfortable with professionally erected signs saying it is not racist to protect your own community? And attention, Mid-Ulster Council. Continued cultural oppression can only lead to aggression towards the oppressor. This is a big, massive white sign with an Ulster flag on it, professionally erected. This is no daubing off a wall. Would you feel threatened by that? And should the police move in and actually remove that signage? Do let us know. 02890-333-105. 02890-333-105. I want to hear what Colin has to say. He's listening to the programme. Colin, go ahead.
Frank, hi there. Frank, it's great to listen to all these Sinn Féin councillors coming on there when it suits their own agenda. I mean, about these posters. And I am from Belfast, so I don't really know what goes on up the country or whatever else until obviously it pops on the news. But as soon as anything pops up, you know, they're straight on it, and then it's everybody else's fault. Yes, there are signs and dub. Yes, people have talked, community representatives apparently have talked about this, and they haven't been come to no agreement. So when a council, which is probably dominant of SDLP and NISIS, and then they vote this in, then obviously there's going to be concerns that affects a loyalist community. Now, when you take all the signs that have been up and all the threats in the border posts that have all been painted on and saying any Brexit and Sinn Féin threatening back the balance or there will be trouble, you know, then, you know, there's no difference there in what they do, but they're very good at their propaganda and coming on to the show, as I say, and highlighting every point, you know, that suits their agenda and how they do it. And it's an absolute disgrace. You're not going to move on in this country anywhere. And they continue to say about dialogue and everything else. And there's no dialogue, Frank. You talked about mixed areas there. Let's talk about a mixed area, because every mixed area that there was, Frank, has now been actually overtaken by nationalists and Republicans. So when there was mixed areas, you know, where people moved into, they have been predominantly overtaken by nationalists.
Just let me take you back to one point that you made there about Sinn Féin not condemning some graffiti that would say going back to violence. So give me an example of that, because, you know, Sinn Féin are regularly condemning any return to violence.
Frank, they're not. Frank, come on. You know, I mean, there. Let's take, for instance, the violence that happened to them two boys at the cut down in Armagh, right? Down in Mullabon. I mean, they controlled that area for years. So all of a sudden, 100 people live together, and you can't say they're vigilantes. So when the violence needs, Frank, they step up to the mark and they give it out as much as they can.
Having said that, Colin, you're picking a very odd example. You're picking a very odd example. That violence in Mullabon at the weekend had nothing whatsoever to do with the political situation or the political history of the island of Ireland. It was a very specific, sinister, brutal attack on two individuals who have a very checkered past. But it's totally separate from the politics of this country.
Frank, it's separate when it suits people. This is what I'm saying to you. It's separate when it suits the need of Sinn Féin to come out and do anything that they want, but they can still control all their areas with an iron fist. And that's where your problem is here now. And as much as probably in the loyalist communities as well, people are trying to move on, yes, and they cannot move on. Frank, all these councils that have... I mean, I listened to the girl earlier on there as well about the money, about the children and stuff, and you could have a debate all day and loads of topics, and you're quite right in saying, well, you know, if people don't have the children that can't afford them, then they wouldn't need to do all this. But, I mean, there is circumstances, and I understand that, where people lost jobs and people do need help. But come back to the specific issue, which you're saying professionally erected posters, you know, have been done. Throughout the years, when Sinn Féin get a story, they're very, very quick to erect professional posters and everything else, you know, and they don't, Frank, stop until they get what they want.
Yeah, but Sinn Féin are arguably the biggest party on the island of Ireland. They are the second biggest party in Northern Ireland. They have a mandate to represent the people. You say they control their area with an iron fist. That's your interpretation of it. But they have a mandate from those areas to represent those people. Those who put up the posters in Moygashel and Dungannon are doing this in the dead of night, threatening council workers, saying that, you know, you'll be looking over your shoulder, basically, if you interfere with our bonfire. That's straightforward. That's a straightforward threat. Sinn Féin are representing people.
Frank, you know my background. You know I represent the Northern Ireland Crown Forces, Veterans for Justice, and you know that. And I've sent you various documents. So when you talk about saying Sinn Féin and these posters being put up at the dead of night to threaten people, Frank, there's three types of communities in Northern Ireland. There's a terrorist community, there's a civilian community, and there's a military community. And all those who serve to protect the people. You see, now in this state of age, them people, Sinn Féin and IRA, as you rightly just said there, went out in the dead of night to kill the security forces in this country. And they threatened the people. So to talk about threats, you know, about posters and everything else, you know, when you look at the real picture, I'll give you three communities. You see, when it comes down to the crunch, Frank, there's only two communities now are being looked after in this country, and that is the civilians community and the terrorist community. See the people who stood between the bullet and the bomb in this country for both divides? They get nothing out of this country.
Okay, Colin, you have raised this on the programme before, and you're reminding me exactly of who you are, and you do feel very aggrieved by that. And you also make the point there that members of Sinn Féin were involved in the IRA and indeed were involved in terrorist activity in the past. I should emphasise that many members of Sinn Féin were not involved in the IRA and were not in prison and have not been involved in any terrorist organisation. Colin, you're taking us back to another time. You are entitled to do that, absolutely entitled to do that, but I now have a greater understanding of where you're coming from with regards to your analysis and your obvious criticism of Sinn Féin. But thank you for that. Right, good morning to you. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.